I need this person to win or this kind of quarterback to win, then I think they're going to try to accommodate him. So when you are trying to attract a quality head coach in the NFL, you don't want to prescribe the quarterback situation for him. You want to leave that open. So right now, every single thing is on the table.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. That was Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. She just joined us, and we were just discussing yesterday the press conference from Andrew Berry being very noncommittal about the quarterback situation. I'm asking you, folks that think Shedeur Sanders should be the starting quarterback next year, what you thought of that. What did you think of what Mary Kay just said? But more in particular, what did you think of what Andrew Berry said yesterday? We'll play that for you in a second. Do you have high hopes then that Shedeur will be the starting quarterback for next season? I'm like in limbo land. I'm not going to say, yes, I think he should be the starting quarterback, nor am I going to say, no, he shouldn't be the starting quarterback next year. I don't know. I know that I hate looking at the numbers because his QBR, not good. His stats, not good, if you want to look at it from that perspective. But I saw things on the field that make me want to erase a lot of those feelings when I look at stats and say, rookie, team didn't really have him prepared when he had the opportunity to go out there and do what he needed to do. And I thought he got a little bit better in every game. Yeah, there were some times where he took a step back, but there are reasons to be intrigued for next year. So I'm in the middle. I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to sit here and go, yeah, Shedeur Sanders should be the starting quarterback next year, but I can't make a really great argument to say he shouldn't be. So here it is, and will it be up to the next head coach? And, you know, what do you think? I mean, your general manager yesterday was very, very, I want to say it, not non-committal. Obtuse is the word I was going to use because we were talking about Shawshank Redemption. But
that was cheap.
What was?
Dropping in obtuse because we were just talking about Shawshank.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, it's a word that we would... It's a fighting word. Would you have ever used that word before you saw the movie?
Yes.
Really? Dan Menigan, would you have ever used the word obtuse without seeing the movie Shawshank Redemption?
No, and I immediately want to send you to a month in the hole.
Oh, well, that's not bad. You know why? Hey. Because every day is like crawling through that pipe.
Can we hear what Andrew Berry said about Shedeur before I make my comment?
Are you down with that or what?
That was funny.
No comment.
That's pretty good.
Nothing. You can't
pretty
come
good.
Back on anything.
Okay. I give it to you.
Thank you.
Can we hear what Berry had to say before I give you my thought?
Jeff would like to hear what Andrew said.
Okay, just because Jeff asked so politely.
Yes, he did.
We saw a lot of progress with Shedeur this year. I think that's both mentally, physically, playing the position. He's still very much a work in progress, like many rookie quarterbacks are. But I think we saw some really good things in terms of, you know, his playmaking, his accuracy, his ability to extend with his feet. And I think I'd also give him credit, as well as our offensive staff, for bringing him along in terms of his pocket management, you know, his situational awareness and things of that nature. Now, that all being said, you know, we're going to do our work on the quarterback markets too. Important of a position, and it's something that has to be solidified. I can't sit here and tell you today, you know, whether the solution for or the starter in 2026 is internal or external, but it's something that we're going to work through, you know, over the next several weeks. And quite honestly, the new head coach will also have a lot of input into that as well.
Those comments were the most refreshing comments I thought of the day.
I think if you think Shedeur Sanders should be the starting quarterback, you think those are the most nerve-wracking comments of the day.
Okay. Let me explain why I say what I said there.
Okay.
If Andrew Berry watched Shedeur play this year and think and go into a press conference the day you fire the coach and say, yes, he's our starting quarterback, then I'm wondering what he's looking at. What you said, I agree with. I saw a lot of things I thought were really good. I saw some things that I thought, okay, if they keep working with that and build on that, he might be able to be a good starting quarterback in the NFL. And I also saw stuff, boy, if you don't get that taken care of, you're done. And I'm glad Andrew Berry kind of saw the same type of things. If Andrew Berry had said yesterday, yep, he's our number one quarterback, he's the guy. First of all, it kills you in a coaching search, perhaps, if that coach doesn't want Shedeur Sanders as a quarterback. And number two, I mean, we saw it. There were moments that were really good, and there were moments that were just awful. And, you know, I keep hearing the word accuracy. I can't wait to see it on the football field because we didn't see it on the football field this year.
I think we saw glimmers of it.
Sure.
Glimmer.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
He was 48th in completion percentage, which means we see glimmers of accuracy from every NFL quarterback. The point is to become accurate on a consistent basis. And hopefully he can get there. But I would have, and yesterday it was said on the show, it wasn't you or me, it was one of our guests, that they didn't want to see a quarterback competition this year. That they kind of wanted to see a number one quarterback in place before you even went to training camp. Well, that means you're going to have to go get somebody then.
Really? Because somebody in that building may think Deshaun Watson is that.
Well, guy. That's the only other option.
And they said they were happy with his progress yesterday.
Perhaps a new head coach comes in, watches OTAs, minicamp, all that stuff, and they determine, well, this is our guy. This is the best quarterback we have. And names a starter before training camp. And maybe it's somebody who's here. Because as Andrew Berry said, we don't know if it's internal or external right now. Well, a new coach will figure that out. But I would think you're going to give him some type of an external option. And the words that he said, external veteran option. That to me was like ding, ding, ding.
What kind of?
Did everybody miss that? Because those, I thought, were three of the key words of the entire day. External veteran option. Mac Jones, Malik Willis, Carson Wentz, Daniel Jones, injury and all, who even though he wants to go back to the Colts.
Yeah, I'm also curious to wonder the pressure that Kevin had to play any one of the quarterbacks.
And where did the pressure come from?
Yeah.
Did it come from ownership? Did it come from Andrew Berry?
Did it cost him his job?
Maybe.
I mean, it would be easy to say when they were losing early in there, just get Sanders out there. Let's just see what he can do. Because I felt that way. I didn't feel like they were going anywhere with Gabriel, but I wasn't. If he would have come back with Gabriel again, would it have been boring football? Probably. But I don't know if that's on Gabriel, if that was on Kevin.
You know, I wasn't crazy about the drafting of either one of the quarterbacks.
Right.
But I would like to see more of Sanders. And I would like to see more of Gabriel. The one question I have about Dylan Gabriel, and if you've listened to our show at all and you've heard me talk about quarterbacks, you know I prefer a quarterback who's taller and heavier because those guys get beat up.
Yep.
I mean, they get hit and you've got to take a hit. I mean, Baker has had the snot beat out of him. You know, Deshaun's not the biggest guy. He's had the snot beat out of him. And Dylan Gabriel's smaller than both of those guys. But I'll forever wonder, okay, was Dylan just throwing short like crazy because that's all he can do at the NFL level? Or is it because that's what they called for him to do? I don't know the answer to that. So I'm hoping a new coach comes in and takes a good look at all these guys. Wouldn't it stun everybody if a new coach comes in and says, by God, we love Dylan Gabriel. He's going to be our guy. Wouldn't that stun everybody?
People who pick up the phones in Berea to sell tickets.
Sell tickets.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah,
that
but
would,
see, that's Dylan.
You got to look past that. I understand.
Dylan got
that.
A bad deal. Not that he should be the guy, but
if you think Shedeur Sanders should be the starting quarterback of this team next year, I'm wondering how you're feeling today because you got nothing yesterday. You got non-committal for next year.
Isn't that what his play kind of earned though?
If you think Shedeur Sanders should be the starting quarterback next year, no questions asked, what did you think of Andrew Berry being noncommittal? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.